From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Fighting in Syria is curtailed, but the UN says there is a major problem that remains. UN officials said Thursday humanitarian convoys are ready to go at any time to Syria's northern city of Aleppo and other areas where people are badly in need of aid, but they're unable to move until they get authorization from the Syrian government. Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura said the holdup is the lack of papers from Damascus that would let the aid convoys proceed.
Those facilitation letters, i.e. final permission for the UN to actually reach those areas has not been received. That's a fact. It is particularly regrettable because normally during these days we are losing time. These are days which we should have used for convoys to move with the permit to go because there is no fighting.
A new UN Refugee Agency report indicates 3.7 million refugee children over the agency's mandate do not have access to a school or even to basic education.
UN Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says the situation gets worse as children get older.
50% of refugee children do not have access to primary education. 22% only have access to secondary education, and only 1% to university education.
Refugees from Syria have been a global focus as the conflict there continues in its sixth year. The UN says there are about 1.7 million Syrian refugees who should be in school, but 900,000 of them are not. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi to the White House and had some good news for her and her country's struggling economy after decades of isolation. As VOA White House correspondent Cindy Sain reports, both leaders did acknowledge there's still a lot of work to be done on democratic reforms and human rights issues in Myanmar, but the country has come a long way since Obama visited Aung San Suu Kyi under house arrest just a few years ago.
After Wednesday's meeting at the White House, the president had a major announcement.
The United States is now prepared to lift sanctions that we have imposed on Burma for quite some time. It is the right thing to do in order to ensure that the people of Burma see rewards from a new way of doing business.
Aung San Suu Kyi thanked the president and Congress for imposing sanctions on Burma's military to encourage democracy. But she said the time has now come to lift them. But some human rights leaders have cautioned against a full lifting of sanctions, pointing to Myanmar's mixed human rights record and its indifference to the plight of the country's ethnic Rohingya. Cindy Sain, VOA News, The White House.
Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is back on the campaign trail after recuperating for 3 days from a bout with pneumonia. However, her Republican challenger Donald Trump is questioning her stamina. Clinton is headed to a rally in North Carolina, the closely contested Mid-Atlantic state, where both candidates have made numerous campaign appearances. She later addresses an Hispanic leaders' dinner in Washington alongside President Obama, one of her staunchest advocates. Trump spoke at the New York Economic Club before heading to another battleground state, New Hampshire, in the northeastern United States. As Clinton resumes campaigning after swooning noticeably on Sunday in New York, her doctor says she is recovering well from pneumonia and remains fit to serve as president of the United States. Trump's campaign released results from a physical exam he had last week, suggesting that Trump, but not Clinton, could withstand the rigors of a presidential contest. President Obama announced Thursday the creation of the first national maritime monument in the Atlantic Ocean, preserving nearly 5,000 square miles of underwater canyons and mountains off the coast of New England, northeastern region of the U.S. The president signed a proclamation designating the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monument as protected shrines, resulting in a ban on commercial fishing, mining, and drilling. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.